This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, and you can call in and talk about anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We get all kinds of good stuff, including live streaming. And we're playing around with the stream tonight. We had some people complain because we cut the stream quality down a little bit too much.
Okay.
So we bumped it up again.
Okay.
So the reason we cut it down was because we had this one night where we just got swamped with listeners and the server couldn't handle it. So since we're on a new server now, we figure we'll bump up the quality again for you.
Right.
So let us know how it sounds.
That was really a setting more than the server, wasn't it?
Not really sure exactly what it was, but it should be
failure.
Should be sounding better tonight for you broadband listeners. So you get a broadband stream, you also get a dial-up stream. They're both free at freetalklive.com, and don't forget,
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
So, as always, we've got a bunch of stuff to talk about tonight, but, of course, your calls are first and foremost. If you make them, 800-259-9231. Now, last night, in the last part of the show, I wasn't very fair to you, Manwich. I read an article from Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com, very critical of the government. And it was towards the very end of the show, so nobody really even had a chance to comment on the article, including me. And you had something that you wanted to say about it. The basic premise of the article was that he was pointing out legal definitions. He pointed out the legal definition of the words freedom and liberty, and then he pointed out the legal definition of the word government, and he basically showed that if you want
freedom and liberty,
you can't have government.
And you know, I think Mark Stevens is a great author, and I think that people should read his book, Adventures in Legal Land.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good. I like his points on these things, but I do not agree with his political stance. His political stance is essentially that government, period, is evil, and we shouldn't have it. Now, I do agree that it's evil. I just think that we have to have it.
You think some evil is necessary.
I think that it's necessary to have government for things like policing and you know, I'm going to get attacked for it. Roads.
Yeah.
The regulation of certain things.
But when pressed, would you agree that these things that you want the government to take care of, and there are a lot of people on your side, man, which no doubt about it. I mean,
most of them.
Most people can't imagine a world without government roads, and they can't imagine a world without government policing. I, of course, insist it's totally possible, and even if you're going to have something called the government taking care of these things, wouldn't you agree that they should be funded voluntarily?
I think that, you know, voluntarily, fee-based, I don't know.
Fee-based, meaning if I call the cops, then I have to pay to use the cops, right?
Certainly. Or if I cause the cops to be called,
right,
then I would have to pay for the cops to be called.
Sure.
For instance, if I rob a store and the cops pick me up, I think that rather than just
well, the store owner shouldn't have to pay for those cops if
certainly
you indeed were the robber.
But all of us have to pay for those cops.
Today.
And that's the problem.
Today, we all have to pay.
Right.
For
so if, in fact, you know, robbers paid, you know, the salaries and the fees on these cops by working in the prisons, getting paid a fair wage, then you would have, you know, instead of being exploited and often not worked very much. I mean, convicts, sorry, it's my experience, convicts don't work much.
Okay. I guess most prisons aren't work prisons, right? I mean, they're usually just housing units.
Warehousing for convicts,
yeah.
And so
yeah,
that we can, so that, in fact, the government can extract more money from people.
So we definitely agree that the prison system, the justice system, the policing system today, as it stands, needs a lot of work. There's
yes,
a lot of changes that could be made. And so by you agreeing with me that policing should be fee-based, you're pretty much saying that, okay, if you want to call it the government, you could call it government police if you want to.
No, it's coercion. When cops come and take you away,
yeah,
that's coercion.
Yes,
that's
it is.
That's government. And I want the cops to come and take away the robbers, not for the robbers to voluntarily just prance in their little pink tutus saying, here I am, I've done wrong, and I repent.
I could
please
meet you on
punish
that
me.
Level. I could meet you on that level, no doubt about it. But would you? Do you think that we could have different competing police organizations?
I'm not sure how that would work.
With arrest powers?
And I'm not comfortable with it, with the idea of it, no.
So you're only comfortable with one potential group of corrupt officials?
Correct.
Not three or four?
Correct. I think about it, and I'm like, how can one group? What if the two groups of cops disagree that one robber did something? And
sounds interesting to me.
It's crazy. the whole idea of competing police forces. Something I would be willing to look at in the future once we've downsized the government and gotten rid of all this pork belly crap that's gone on.
Absolutely,
the $200 billion that we're going to spend on rebuilding a city that's below sea level.
So it's kind of like whenever you hear the Mark Stevens ideas, the idea that if you have government, it's antithetical to liberty. Period.
Right. Libertarianism is kind of like anarchy light. I can see
right.
that.
You kind of feel like you agree, but you can't imagine yourself really fully agreeing, basically.
No. I do not agree with the idea that you can't have government. You have to have government in my mind.
Sure. I think you can absolutely have government, but I think it should be all done totally voluntarily.
Fee-based, but not voluntary.
Well, you'd be volunteering into paying the fees by calling the organization in the first place. For instance, if I never called the cops during the year, then I shouldn't have to pay for the cops, right?
But the robbers that caused the cops to be called, for instance, the store owner,
right.
I'm being robbed.
I understand.
The cops come, the store owner, I don't feel he should have to pay. I think the robbers should
have
to pay.
That makes total sense. I'm with you on that one.
10 years hard labor, baby. And that money from those 10 years ought to go to pay the governments around for running these police forces, because we're yes. supporting the police forces, and then we're supporting the convicts, and the convicts then work for private companies, and their labor is leased out, and the money then goes back to the state. We're being robbed all over
whacked.
The place.
The current system is totally messed up. Your comments, 800-259-9231. What do you think? What changes do you think should be brought to the justice system, the so-called justice system?
That's what rhetorical changes, to the listeners.
What changes, yes, what changes do you believe should be brought to policing? And while you think about that, I want to bring you an email from Chad. Chad emails in and he says, first off, F trash and people who throw it on the ground.
I'm sort of that same opinion.
I recently got a job at a gas station, and now I'm doing do-boy work since I'm the new guy. Every morning I clean up the lot, and it's so sad that people are so lazy and into their own thing to throw something like a McDonald's bag on the ground 5 feet away from a GD trash can.
Yeah.
This is a small example of why I'm kind of worried about the libertarian dream. Many, many people just don't care about one another. And it's sad. I love the idea of freedom. I think it's what the United States needs to get back to. Or they should change their theme. I guess he's suggesting the theme is we're a free country. I think that with freedom, people will exploit other people until things just turn to S. I'm not sure if exploit is the right word, but I hope so. It seems that if people have this freedom, they'll take total advantage of it for personal gain, stepping on everyone in their way like they try to do now. Well, if that's what they try to do now, then I don't really see what the big difference would be, personally. But I guess he's suggesting that there'd be more littering if there was a libertarian America?
Well, there might be more. Maybe he's suggesting that more littering would be around. And I'd have to say that, Chad, as much as this stinks, the fact is the gas station employs you for partially. I mean, I'm sure it's for your great gas pumping skills. But actually, part of your job is to pick up the trash.
Yeah.
And if there was more private area, more private places would have more people to pick up trash, because nobody wants to do business with a bunch of slobs.
Sure.
So things are working good. I wouldn't like a little bit. I've had my job working for the Parks Department before, picking up cigarette butts, trash, and all kinds of stuff, and it righteously sucks. And people who throw the crap on the ground stink.
I wonder what some free market solutions could be to, I don't know, encourage people to not litter on private property.
Painful neurotoxins and a dart that we could shoot them with?
We'll come back with that. Your thoughts as well. 800-259-9231. How could the free market solve littering? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. To control the show, if you want to, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, you're going to be subject to what we want to talk about. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com now with over 800 users on our bulletin board system, which, of course, is another totally free feature, just like everything is at freetalklive.com. We are nearing the 45,000 post mark.
45,000 posts.
That's a lot of posts.
800 users.
That's a lot of users.
It's amazing.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's free.
People make friends on there. Apparently, there's been
people
a few
hookups.
People make
enemies. There's friendly things and very mean things on the board. I mean, it runs the whole gamut, everything from fun topics to downright serious stuff. So you'll find something you can participate in or at least appreciate.
A lot of it has to do with topics that we talk about on the air.
That's correct. In fact, we tend to post the links to the articles and to the things that we reference on the show there as well, so you can check them out for yourself. Right now, we're actually in the middle of an email from Chad. And Chad has recently gotten a job at a gas station. And he's bothered by the fact that people who might be 5 feet away from a trash can don't bother to go over to the trash can and deposit their McDonald's bag in the trash can. It bugs him because they just throw it on the ground.
He's right.
Maybe just drop it out the door of their car, close the door, and pull out.
It's pretty crappy behavior.
So what I was wondering
shouldn't
was...
shouldn't be practiced by adults.
What I was wondering was, you know, what could we do with in the free market to deter littering? Because that's one of his main complaints. In fact, there's more to his email here. But I just kind of want to focus on, you know, maybe brainstorming some ideas. First thing I'm thinking that we have to remember is businesses want to make it convenient for people to come to their business. Okay, for instance, if you want to think about littering and a place of business, let's talk sports stadiums. Sports stadiums, it's kind of an unwritten rule, but it's encouraged that you litter at sports stadiums, right?
Yes, but sports stadiums tickets cost a lot of money.
Absolutely. And
I understand where you're going with it. That's why
gasoline,
I brought that up.
I understand the convenience stores don't make it. I probably don't have quite a margin like the sports stadiums mm-hmm. do. However, what my point is that they encourage their people, the attendees to the park, to just leave their stuff at mm-hmm. their seats. Just throw your box of peanuts on the ground, leave your drink there. We'll clean it up afterwards for you. That's part of the service of going to a sports park. Now, that's not necessarily, I think, expected by people at the gas station, but at the same time, people sort of know in their head that if I leave this here, some flunky inside's going to have to come out here and clean it up.
Yeah,
and some of them are probably really mean about it. They probably think about that as they throw something on the ground, like, ha ha, I'll get that punk Chad to clean this up. That Chad inside, I'm going to leave this on the ground for him. I suppose there are people out there like that, but for the most part, do most people litter? I don't think so, because if most people littered, your parking lot would be trashed every day, right? I think that littering is probably a percentage of the population. Now, I don't know what the percentage is, but I don't think it could be that big of a problem. And if it is, as far as free market solutions, I mean, I'd hate to say...
Well, I've got another
Would any business person refuse business from somebody because they littered in their parking lot?
Probably not.
Probably not. So yeah. I can't really think of any ways to really discourage
that. Well, we're told by the government, and I don't believe them. Of course, I don't believe anything the government says. So, you know, it's just my opinion.
Right.
This is my opinion. We're told by the government that recycling's so good for everybody, and there's money to be made and money to be saved in recycling.
Mm-hmm.
So if recycling's so good, then perhaps, you know, you could throw your trash at businesses, and they could, you know, this is recyclable trash to be thrown at businesses, and you could get a small amount of money on your little swipe card to be used at the business for, you know, credit for putting your trash, your proper types of recyclable trash in the trash can. And that would encourage people to actually do it. Now,
sounds like a complex system.
It is a complex system, yeah. But...
For little results. I mean, for a questionable amount of activity. How much littering is there?
One must question this, though. Mm-hmm. The store has to pay for Chad to go out and, you know, clean up the aisleway.
This is true.
So if you figure out Chad's getting $8 an hour...
And if he's cleaning up the parking lot, then he's not actually front and facing in the store. He's
right.
Not doing duties inside.
So if the store has to give out less than $8 an hour for, I don't know how many hours labor they get, but say, you know, less than $36 a day, $32 a day or something like that, in store credits.
Right.
Not so bad.
I see that. It's an interesting solution.
And it could cause people to buy a little more. Mm-hmm. You know, this couponing thing has a tendency to work to some extent. I don't know. You know, I mean,
coupons are basically like private currency in a way. But here's another example for you. Trash is actually an industry. Think
sure.
about this. There are people, now, obviously, Chad doesn't enjoy picking up people's trash at all. Okay, so, Chad, you probably should find a job where this is not one of your requirements, because it bugs you. I mean, it bugs Chad. He's going out there, he sees trash on the ground, and it makes him angry about mankind. Okay,
or
if you're getting angry at mankind at your job, consider something else.
Or work hard and don't be the low man on the totem pole.
No doubt about it. But in the trash world, there are lots of different jobs that are created because people tend to be lazy and they throw things on the ground. Have you ever been in a, for instance, a shopping center, like a strip mall kind of shopping center, after hours and seen the guy with the big trash vehicle
cart
thing? It's a big vehicle and a big hulking vehicle that kind of just goes around, rumbles around, and cleans
big
up
vacuum
the
cleaner.
Yeah, cleans up the parking lot.
He rides the vacuum cleaner. Oh yeah,
right. He comes in. I mean, it's a big truck. He's usually in there listening to music or listening to Free Talk Live on his iPod
right.
as he's driving around the parking lot. And
that
this
goes
guy,
through my neighborhood too. It doesn't go through yours?
No.
Yep. No. Sorry.
Well,
what's going on
there is the people that are paying rent to be in that strip mall. The owner of the strip mall is taking their rent, and he's hiring the garbage service,
right.
the cleanup service, to come
he
in
realizes
there and clean
he's
up the
going to get a better quality renter and be able to charge a higher rent.
Well, plus, none of these businesses want to have a shoddy-looking parking lot.
Right.
I mean, if there's trash, and I'm telling you, yeah, okay, littering is a slight problem in my mind, but over time, it builds up. I mean, you can't just let that stuff sit there. Somebody's got to pick it up. So the economy, I think the way the trash is picked up today works just fine. If I had to guess, I'd say the most trashed pieces of property would be public property, would be government-owned lands, you know, government beaches and things like that. I'd have to guess that they're probably more trashed than anything else. I would say the government doesn't care quite as much about
cleaning it up
as does a private business owner.
I mean, I don't know if people trash parks and that sort of thing more than anything else, but I would say that the parks are less motivated to clean it than a business would be.
Let me finish up Chad's email here. He says, people need to think about what they're about to do and the effects of what they're about to do, like who's going to have a negative impact on and who's going to have a positive impact on. And maybe they'll start choosing the option that helps more than hurts people, such as throwing trash on the ground. Someone's going to have to pick that up. So basically, they're just being lazy and making someone else clean their own S up. Maybe it's just the United States society that does this. People here do seem...
No, it's pretty crappy everywhere.
People here do seem to expect most things to be done for them so they can do what they want. It really shouldn't work that way, he says. Anyways, I'm through rambling. My point is that if everyone helped everyone out around them, the world would be a wonderful place where we wouldn't have to fight for something as silly as our freedom of choice.
And I'd be jobless.
It's the only way I think a free market and a free society would work. If suddenly people were tossed into freedom like we want, I think all hell would break loose. What do you think? Well, first of all, nobody's going to get tossed into freedom. Everybody has to accept the idea that they want to be free. And we're talking about something that's a huge paradigm shift for the American people. And right now, we're not even close. We got a lot of work to do. More coming back. It's your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Walking the dog, rocking the baby, and going around the world are great yo-yo tricks. But there's one sleight of hand you can do without. When I come back, more about this yo-yo no-no.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked on carbon deposits and includes BG 44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG. you've got the world on a string because there's a new car in your garage. Don't be so sure. If you drive off the lot before final financing's been approved, you just might get yo-yoed.
Yo-yoing occurs when a financial institution supposedly rejects a loan, but it's really a ploy by unscrupulous dealers to refinance at a higher rate or under less favorable terms. If you think you're getting yo-yoed, ask the dealer for the name, number, and address of the lending institution that rejected your financing. Better yet, before you leave the lot, negotiate, sign, and require a copy of all financing. Now you can shoot for the moon without being hung out to dry. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love it. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. And take care of, take advantage, if you will, actually, of our archives. We have the last 6 days of the show right there on the front page of the website. You just get them. They're free. There's no logging in, no membership fee, no credit card transactions. Just go and get them, freetalklive.com.
I wanted to tell you about the grower specials they have at 1-800-Flowers.com.
Do tell.
Now, not only do they give you 10% off for using the code FTL when you register at 1-800-Flowers.com, mm-hmm. that's on checkout or whatever, but they have these grower specials. So you can get certain types of flowers cheaper, certain types of you know, times of the year when
yeah.
the grower had you know good crop of this or that,
right.
and they pass on the savings to the customer.
Sweet.
And you can get it delivered anywhere in the world. So go to 1-800-Flowers.com, type in FTL at the checkout, and you'll get 10% off.
Awesome deal. All right, so as always, got all kinds of stuff to talk about, and we just can't get away from Nolens, and somebody actually complained recently about our pronunciation of Nolens. Hey, that's what I was told when I was there. That's how you pronounce Nolens.
It's my understanding that that's how you do it, too. I
yeah.
don't have the guts to go Nolens. I usually say New Orleans.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm just trying to be authentic, man.
No,
some people think it's silly. Too bad for them.
It seems to me that... And I notice you say Quebec often.
Is that not right?
It's not exactly right. Here's the reason. The French people call it Quebec.
Ah.
But the English people, which are half of the population
right.
of Quebec, call it Quebec.
Does anybody call it Quebec?
Quebec.
Quebec.
No, it's Quebec.
Okay. I mean, wouldn't the Hispanic version be Quebec?
I guess. I don't think they have too many Hispanics up there. They
probably
can't handle the
not.
Cold.
No doubt. All right, so...
Got that Latin blood in me, and I don't really like the idea.
Back to Nolens, where people were trying to set up a radio station, Manwich, and what happened to them?
Well, it's kind of funny. The government was, you know, helping them and going to give them a license to broadcast. Here's your license, refugees.
Who was doing this?
Well, let me read the article to you. Radio station for Katrina evacuees stalled at the Astrodome. Before it could even get on the air, the plugs appeared to be pulled on what might be called Radio Free Katrina, a volunteer effort created to create a makeshift 30-watt, not real big, radio station for hurricane evacuees housed in the Astrodome. Now, I don't know if this 30-watt FM, 30-watt AM, doesn't say here.
Okay. How many thousands of people do they have in the Astrodome? Didn't they stop taking them in at like 7,000 or something like that? I forget what the numbers are.
The only thing I have here is that Sony Corporation donated 10,000 radios and that there are people housed just outside of the Astrodome.
I see.
Nearby. And that the 30-watt station was going to service them also.
So somebody got it in their head, hey, let's put on a radio station specifically for the refugees in the Astrodome.
Well, as you can imagine, these refugees... Often, the women and children were taken first,
mm-hmm.
The men were taken second. They want to know where their husbands are and their grandmothers are.
Right.
These people are completely separated. They have all day to do nothing except worry about how am I going to get back with my loved ones and, you know, what about my stuff? And
right.
It's tragic, but you know, and one can see why they would want to have.
So you're suggesting that they would be that they would give out radios to everybody, and then somebody who's looking for their husband would be able to get on the radio.
Let me read it to you. That's exactly what it proposes. Let's see. A station for hurricane evacuees housed at the Astrodome. The small radio station was to be broadcast under the name CAMP, K-A-M-P, or Katrina Aftermath Media Project.
Hmm.
Great. And was intended to provide vital information regarding schools, housing, finances to the thousands of evacuees now living in the Houston sports arena. You can imagine the evacuees want to know, where can I go to get my free money from the federal government?
Yeah.
You know, they want to know that. Where are they serving lunch at the cafeteria?
Right.
They want to know these things. So, evacuees would also be given the opportunity to record short messages to be broadcast in the hopes of reconnecting with friends and loved ones.
Hmm.
The Sony Corporation donated 10,000 radios, and they have all the equipment to do for the on-air complex, said the Rice University media professor Tish Stinger, who worked on the project.
Hmm.
I'm stunned. I'm disappointed.
Oh, she said?
Yeah, about the pulling of the plug. They were prepared to begin building the station today after receiving permission from the Federal Communications Commission, the mayor of Houston, and the governor of Texas. Amazing how quick things can get done if they want to. But organizers received word late Wednesday that they were being denied their request to broadcast from inside the sports arena.
Who denied it?
Right here. Stinger said that her group was told by the Joint Operations Center at the Astrodome that the officials could not provide the radio station with electricity. Sorry, no electric for you. Organizers say they offered to use battery power for KAMP, but were still denied.
Uh-huh.
Funny.
Somebody didn't want their station on the air.
No, they absolutely didn't want it on the air. Because you can imagine that they would probably be talking, if you listen to regular radio, they're talking bad about FEMA. And
we're talking bad about them.
Yep.
They're terrible.
Yeah.
Need to be abolished.
That's my opinion.
Get rid of them. And let people that really care help other, help people out that are in need. So I guess the suggestion here is that if we actually let the hurricane victims, or the victims on the air, that they would lash out against their captors, if you will. Are they being forced to stay in the Astrodome, too? Because in...
I doubt it.
New Orleans, they were forced to stay in
the
dome there, the Superdome.
I don't think so. As a matter of fact, a coworker of mine went to lunch here in the Tampa Bay area and was served by an evacuee.
Get out of here.
Yeah, somebody who was forced to evacuate from New Orleans.
Wow.
And
already found
a job. Yeah,
that's good.
Got a job here. Many communities or many businesses are making jobs.
Making do. Well, that's how it works. I mean, if it's like the people that call in here from time to time and they're concerned with immigration. We need to lock down the borders and blah, blah, blah. People are flowing over the borders every day. Fine. Let them come in. More people just means more jobs.
Just
more
grows
people,
the economy.
Yeah, more people just means more demand. Obviously, there's going to be some sort of a scaling effect. For instance, what our new affiliate in Louisiana, Monroe, at KMLB, I was talking to the program director there this week, and he says there's an extra 20,000 people in town. Now, this is a town with 50,000 people to begin with.
Yeah.
They just had a 50% population increase.
Every RV from New Orleans, you know, all those people with RVs, every hotel room, I imagine that town's really just bust to the gills.
How fast does the economy adjust to this influx of new residents, if you will? I mean, if 20,000 people come into a town of 50,000, how long does it take to get all 20,000 situated?
If they all came at one time, that's pretty tough.
Right, to get all of those people that want to work jobs.
The phone company's got to turn on all those lines. Oh, get them jobs?
Yeah, get them involved in the economy. How long does it take to integrate them?
I would think that would take at least a few months,
I wonder about that. I'm not an economic expert.
Because immediately they'd start buying, they'd start consuming things,
they
need service.
Which means some people would probably have to hire as a result of the increased buying.
Pretty quickly, I mean, you can believe that the motels are going to be strapped for employees at that point. You'd be like, oh, what do we do?
Right.
We haven't got enough housekeepers. We're not used to being no vacancy, full all the time.
I mean, the economy will scale up. And once
restaurants are going to need help.
You know, once the economy does scale up and it does allow these people to integrate, what's that going to mean for New Orleans when all the floodwaters are gone and when the government, if the government ever finishes their job there, whatever that is, you know, securing the city, they've got 50,000 troops securing New Orleans. Well, if everybody's already kind of reintegrated into the areas surrounding in the rest of the South, in Alabama and Texas and Florida.
They're building the ghost town.
Yeah. Who's going to want to come back after all this? 800-259-9231. Also news out of there, apparently the cops are starting to confiscate firearms. This is just being reported. We'll come back with that. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control if you want to. It's Ian here with
Ann Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com and take advantage of the archives. Of course, we also have the Shrine of Female Listeners. You're going to be very happy, Manwich, to know
what
that the voting on Bridget has swung in your favor.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. It swung in your favor, and I went ahead and removed Bridget from the Shrine.
Wait, but it's you just swung, though. I mean,
it swung in your favor, and that was enough for me, so now Bridget has been removed from the Shrine.
Well, I
controversy
almost feel
is over.
That if it's the voting that causes the removing or moving, because I hate the whole idea of majority rules on anything. It's unfair because it hasn't been long enough. I am happy that he's she is removed.
I thought you would bow down and get on your knees and thank me for removing.
I'm happy that the crossdresser is not on the Shrine of Female Listeners. But a very nice person, by the way.
Yes,
if you read the posts. She's been nothing but gracious to me.
And
well,
actually,
now and then she's taken a shot, but who doesn't take a shot?
It was her suggestion, actually. She private messaged me on the bulletin board system and said, "Hey, you should know the poll has now swung in the other direction. It's not tied up. It's swung in the direction of Manwich's opinion, and that is that she should be removed from the Shrine." So basically, what we're talking about here is the Shrine of Female Listeners. It's our tribute to the women that listen to the show. Actually, the women, not just the women that listen to the show, but the women who have gone so far as to take photos of themselves holding up signage that shows that they listen to Free Talk Live, and we put them up on the Shrine. And we had a transgender individual send us a picture, and I made the executive decision to go ahead and add her to the Shrine, even though she's really not a she. But she believes she's a she.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
And I didn't take this executive decision well at all.
You didn't like it. It created a lot of controversy, and it was great. I mean, the controversy was great. Probably it was the most voted in poll that we've had on our site.
I would have to say it has to be.
Yeah, we had a lot of people come and vote on that. You can still vote on it at poll.freetalklive.com. But, I mean, with about 100 votes, I figured the poll had gone far enough. So I made another executive decision to remove Bridget from the Shrine. So be it known that if you're transgendered and you want to get on the Shrine, don't tell us about it. Because then Manwich won't ever know. Because really, if she hadn't said anything, if she hadn't been forthcoming, if she hadn't been honest about it, all we ever would have thought was, well, it's kind of an ugly girl.
Well, when I took my picture in female garb, there was no voting, no nothing. I was unceremoniously just taken off the Shrine next day. That's, well, you know, it's just not fair to us male cross-dressing don't feel like women people.
So there you go. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners, and they're all female at this point, at freetalklive.com. News from New Orleans. We've got gun confiscation going on, apparently, according to the New York Times. And this whole article, was supposed to be about gun confiscation, but really it's only about two paragraphs. Apparently, no civilians in New Orleans will be allowed to carry pistols, shotguns, or other firearms, said Mr. Compass III, the superintendent of police.
Mr. who?
Mr. Compass.
Mr. Compass.
He says, quote, only law enforcement are allowed to have weapons, he said.
Phew.
And according to the article, the cops have begun to confiscate weapons, including legally registered firearms from civilians in preparation for a mass forced evacuation of the residents
still
living.
It seems to me in the times of disasters is when people need their firearms the most.
Yeah, especially with looters and armed vandals and thugs running about the streets.
They want to take away my gun?
Well, what I don't understand and what this article doesn't make clear, and I tried to Google it, I tried to get some more information on exactly how they're going about this. Because yesterday I'd read, actually I think it was earlier this morning, I read about, because yesterday we announced that the cops were going to force people out. The cops are going to go house by house and forcibly remove people. Well, then this morning I read an article about this, and apparently when the cops are talking to a 70-year-old man in his front yard, they apparently lose all their gumption and just decide not to force these people out of their homes. So they've been approaching people.
Thank goodness.
They've been approaching people. They've been knocking on their doors. They've been talking to them. They've been trying to encourage them to leave. But from what I've read, they haven't been necessarily forcing them
I haven't
to
been
leave.
Seeing that happen on the news either.
And that's good. We don't want people forced out of their homes.
I have some questions about this.
Okay.
Now, I believe there exists a social contract, albeit a much smaller one than than the federal government would believe that it exists, and certainly a larger one than you believe exists.
I don't believe any exists.
Right.
Because I didn't sign it.
Right. The social contract doesn't exist to you. But I believe there is one, and that is that I won't do anything that endangers or endangers you or infringes your rights.
Okay.
To life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Living in this squalid condition does bring up, there have been cases of cholera. I mean, this is a disease that hasn't been seen in the United States. We thought we had eradicated this stuff.
Yeah.
There have been cases of cholera because people are living in toilet water.
Yeah.
So, to some extent, they're endangering America of a cholera breakout by living in these squalid conditions.
Okay.
Now, I must say, if my house is dry, I shouldn't be forced to leave it.
No doubt.
But there is no electricity. There is no water.
You shouldn't be forced to leave your house, period. I mean, it's your house, it's your property, and our board op is actually reporting that he saw video footage of a forced evacuation. So maybe they're leaving the old people alone because they'd feel bad if they manhandled an 80-year-old man. But maybe they don't feel so bad if they come across some 35-year-old guy.
Right.
Maybe they'll force him out of his house. So it's kind of a yes and no on this. But my question is, how are they going about the confiscation of the firearms? Are they going house to house and asking people to leave, and then if they don't leave, mandating that they hand over all their firearms? What's the process like here?
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Unless you're in New Orleans, apparently. More coming back. It's your show. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231. Is gun confiscation ever appropriate? It's Free Talk Live.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll talk to you about whatever you want. Political, personal, anything goes. Join us online. And take advantage of all the free stuff on our website. In fact, whenever there's something new to announce, we will send you an update via your email. If you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's another free service. Recently, we just announced on our updates list our brand newest affiliate for our Saturday night show, KGWA. KGWA is going to be joining us in Oklahoma City and Enid, Oklahoma this weekend.
I can't tell you how much I love announcing new stations.
It's one of my favorite things to do. But the other thing that is a favorite thing of mine is going to the phone. So let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, lad.
Hello, sir.
You sound like you've heard of me.
Yes, we have.
I just vaguely remember you, Dave. What's on your mind?
Well, I just got a little news to report from New Hampshire. We have scheduled a protest against FEMA at the FEMA offices here in New Hampshire.
Ooh, what are you going to be doing?
We're going to carry a sign. I'm planning on carrying a sign that says, FEMA can have my gun, bullets first.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Something like that. I'm thinking about that. But at first, I want to verify. I understand FEMA is confiscating guns down there, but I want to be sure it's really just them that's doing it and not just locals.
I actually
definitely,
don't know if it's... I don't know if it's FEMA or the local sheriff, somebody down there with law enforcement ability is confiscating weapons.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot of this is top down, but I've also heard that some of the National Guard people are being cooler than the locals, but I don't know all the
details. Sure it varies. I'm sure there's some local guys that are hotheads, and I'm sure there's some National Guard guys that are hotheads. Probably just depends on where you are and who you're dealing with.
Exactly. But the level of fury here is rising fast.
Really?
Because these folks are using our tax money to intercept aid, and they are using it. And, well, of course, the local authorities, I don't know, again, how much FEMA is involved with this. Local authorities are going house to house, yanking people out of their homes and taking their guns. And that has got to come to an end, and I don't want to have any part of that as a taxpayer.
It's disgusting.
It's evil. It's pure evil. We are not. I mean, I used to think maybe we just lived in a country that was a little misguided and that was a little bit of a misguided government, but I'm starting to think we really have an evil government.
I don't know, man, I think
this is still misguided.
Manwich, you actually, a few months ago, you thought we had an evil government. Now you're back to it.
No, I think those five people on the Supreme Court that voted to take away the property rights of the people on the in New London, Connecticut. Those people were, in fact, evil.
So this is all it takes, huh, Dave, is for gun confiscation to occur in the free country of America, all it takes is a little bit of water in the streets.
Yeah, think about it. And that, you know, we had that in 1969. There was water in the streets in Louisiana. We didn't have gun confiscation.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy stuff.
It is absolutely insane. Now, you know, what are they going to do if there's a terrorist attack? You know, if there's some sort of tragic terrorist event, are they going to come confiscate guns in whatever city that happens in? If they can do it now, they'll do it then.
They didn't last time. They didn't in 9/11. I wonder if they have deteriorated that far since then.
Gosh, who knows? It's certainly not good, though. When's this protest?
This will be the 21st, at least the tentative day we scheduled for. We just scheduled it today, and it's still, we could conceivably change it if people don't like the date.
You got to do something. You got to burn something.
Something must be burned.
I don't know what you can burn, but something related to FEMA. Thanks for the call, Dave. Keep us up to date, as always. 800-259-9231. Always exciting things happening there in the free state of New Hampshire. And hour number two is on the way. Coming up, we got more of your emails, plus a story about a man who's arrested for revealing the narcs, for pointing out the cops that were undercover in his neighborhood.
More burning fun on Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.